Well, back at home, we've been taking a clear-eyed look at waste. Today, the lowly plastic bag. It can't go in normal recycling bins because recyclers can't process it with other plastics. And we know they often end up polluting waterways and ecosystems, which is why an increasing number of local governments, from Aspen to New York State, have banned plastic bags. But some recyclers see a different way. They're experimenting with technology to find a second life for plastic bags and other flexible plastic packaging. For our series, Going to Waste, Dana Bate from member station WHYY reports on dealing with the dreaded plastic waste.
I'm standing inside a recycling plant near Reading, Pennsylvania, looking down on a mountain of cardboard boxes, plastic bottles, and glass jars. A front loader pushes, lifts, and dumps just some of the 500 to 600 tons of waste the plant processes every day. TJ Stinson points out the plastics that traditionally are not supposed to be here.
Your Go-Gurt packs, your applesauce containers, the inside liner of your cereal box, your Purina dog food bags, chip bags, snack bags, Snickers wrappers.
Stinson is the recycling coordinator at J.P. Mascaro & Sons, a waste disposal company in the Philly suburbs. The stuff he's talking about is called flexible plastic packaging and also includes plastic shopping bags and shrink wrap.
I can see the bags and the plastic in there already. Like, there's tons of it already.
Absolutely, and it's already going to be a part of the mixture there. We estimate it to be 1% of our total intake now, and that number will only go up.
1% of 500 means at least 5 tons of plastic packaging that until recently the company wasn't set up to handle. Plastic bags and other flexible plastics get stuck in sorting equipment and can grind the works to a halt. And they can't be processed with thicker plastics like water bottles. J.P. Mascaro is trying to change that. They've launched a pilot project to recycle this flexible plastic instead of sending it to the landfill. The new sorting equipment blows the lightweight plastic to separate it from paper and thicker plastics, and eventually it's suctioned up through a vacuum onto a conveyor belt. Later, it's packed with similar material into a bale. Right now, all of this flexible plastic has gotten here mistakenly. The company isn't ready for people to start putting these products in their recycling bins. J.P. Mascaro just wants to test its new sorting equipment to make sure it works, and it's shopping around to see who could turn all of this flexible packaging into something useful.
What we are trying to do is get all of the packaging material that currently goes in the landfill, get it into our building, accumulate it, and find a new market that we can put it back to use, give it a second life.
There's a challenge in imagining next-generation products made from these flexible plastics. They contain impurities, so they can't be used for medical products or anything involving food. The best uses so far may include products like corrugated pipes, decking materials like the brand Trex, or maybe even a fuel like biodiesel. But Grace Swan, an environmental engineer at Drexel University, says some of those options could be very expensive and use more energy than is being saved by recycling those plastics.
It's a good idea, but sometimes a good idea may turn out not to be so ideal at the end because the process is so complicated and so energy demanding.
That hasn't dissuaded corporate sustainability specialist Susan Graff of RRS, a resource consulting firm. She's spearheading the research that led to the pilot project in Reading. She says Americans use a whopping 12 billion pounds of flexible plastic every year.
What are we going to do with that material? Do we want a landfill or do we want to figure out how to use it in a next use to make new products?
The researchers and the recycling plant are getting a lot of funding from companies that put these plastics into the world. Procter & Gamble, Pepsi, Target. Firms that might be motivated to respond to anti-plastic sentiment and the laws that have followed.
The companies who use the packaging to deliver products to their customers want to be the ones to solve their customers' problem of not being able to recycle it.
J.P. Mascaro, the recycling company, hopes to test the program in two small Pennsylvania communities this summer.
We assume that there's going to be some hiccups, some snags. We might have to change this a little bit as we find out what works and doesn't work.
Eventually, the company wants to collect from the other 100 municipalities it serves in the Philly suburbs. For Here and Now, I'm Dana Bate.